It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll bring the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll premiere the latest track from Backyard Superheroes, chat with Michael Squillis, do a rad track from Bobby Mahoney and the Seventh Son, and check in with Rudy Meyer of Wet Brain. Your record release show rocks the St. Nasbury Park with Dennis, Darkwing, and Sunshine Spaz on October 13th. But first, joining us over the phone is Taylor Totes. Catch her at the all-new Asbury Lanes this Saturday, October 6th, with Milani and Serena and Pepperwine for the Power of Females show. Taylor, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. This looks like a really cool show coming up October 6th at the Lanes. Tell us about the Power of Females show.
I am super excited about playing this show. Nalani and Serena approached Pepperwine and I about doing something in Asbury. We weren't sure of the venue yet, but they approached us and we were totally in because Pepperwine, Nalani and Serena and myself were all female-fronted bands, we're all powerhouse bands, and we all have similar vibes, but also different. So it's going to be a really awesome lineup, and the way that it's going to mesh all together is going to be really cool. And we're just really excited. And the fact that it's at Asbury Lanes, I've been trying to get in that place since it reopened, and I am just so excited to finally get in there.
It's a cool space, and the acoustics in there are deceptively great. It sounds awesome in that room.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of really great things. I haven't seen a show there yet, but I've been in there to check it out and see what I'm up for, and it's going to be really awesome.
How could someone get tickets for that show?
They can buy them at the box office, they can buy them online, or they can buy them the night of the show.
Beyond the October 6th show, what do you have planned as we move further into the end of the year?
Well, right now we are going to be playing the Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer event on October 12th at the Ocean Place in Pier Village. And that is an event that I have played for years now. I can't even keep track. Probably this will be my fifth time playing that event. And I'm really close with the family. I wrote a song with them called Fighter, which I believe you have debuted on your show. And I'm really excited about this event. So if anyone wants to find out more information about that, they can go to infinitelovefortidsfightingcancer.org. And also, we're going to be getting back in the studio, keep recording, and keep moving forward. And I'm really excited for everyone to see what we're up to.
I look forward to the new material you're going to be putting out. The track Fighter, if I remember correctly, proceeds from that benefit, the organization that you just mentioned, right?
Yeah. If you buy the song Fighter on iTunes, all proceeds will go towards pediatric cancer research. And also, if you share the video on YouTube, that just helps spread more awareness and more people become aware and realize that this is a really big epidemic that we're facing today.
How could someone stand up with everything that you're up to?
They can find me on taylortote.com. They can go to my Facebook page, Taylor Tote Music, or they can go to my YouTube channel, Taylor Tote Music, or you can follow me on Instagram at Tay Tote.
We're doing your latest single. Tell us about This Ain't Love.
This Ain't Love I wrote in the wake of a late relationship that had ended. And it's actually funny because people always ask me if it's about that relationship, and it's totally not. It was an observation I made after that relationship ended based on the way people date today and the hookup culture that we are currently in. And I actually wrote it about two people that were kind of together, but not really together. And one really didn't care about the other, and one really loved the other one. And it was just a really interesting observation I made. And I saw it happening more and more as time went on and the more that I went out and met new people. So that's what that song's about. And it's been going really well. People really like it. So I hope your listeners do too.
Taylor Tote, catch her at the Power of Females show October 6th, the all-new Asbury Lanes with Nalani and Serena and Pepperwine, and then over at the Ocean Place Resort at Pier Village on October 12th. Taylor, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Taylor Tote with This Ain't Love on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I have something to confess. The three words you said keep running through my head. And now I'm feeling such regret. Crawling in your bed, you're hanging by a thread. It's not supposed to go this way. Said that this was all a game. What happened to your play? Your weakness. that's breaking us, but this ain't love. And now I guess I'm the bad guy none of your friends like, since I made you cry. You gave me nothing to believe, you wanted more from me, here comes some jealousy. At least I know you're not the one, we both know it's done when the time has come. Cause that was always what you said, when did you forget it's not me in the end? So
Backyard Superheroes, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Raps Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh!
Backyard Superheroes, with She's Gotta Go, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, Never Give Up, Never Surrender, is out now, and you can score it at backyardsuperheroes.bandcamp.com. Catch them in action at the Asbury Park Brewery on October 13th. Learn more at backyardsuperheroes.com. On the phone is Michael Squillis. Catch him at Arlene's Grocery in New York City on October 6th. Michael, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
It's a pleasure to have you back on Jersey Rock. It's been a while. You were on last spring. What have you been up to since then?
Oh, that's a big question, man. I don't know if we have enough time for that one, but I've been honestly keeping really, really busy with tons of music. Tons of music. New music is coming out between right now, like as we speak, to the end of this year, just with so many bands from around the scene and outside of it as well. Just really keeping me busy, complete talent and class, man. I can't wait to get it out to everybody, man.
Looking forward to hearing all of it. And we know that you have a number of shows coming up, the first of which, October 6th, Saturday night, over at Arlene's Grocery in New York City. You're on at 9 p.m. What can people expect that night?
That's with Jake Tavel and the newly formed name that we go under as Jake Tavel and Indigo Soul. So let's see if people will dig that. I personally do. To change up, these cats are crazy talented, and I've been telling you, and I know you know that. I'm always pushing Jake to everybody. I love the music, and I love the people I work with. I'm so blessed to be with all these people that are around me right now. I'm looking at my notes and all these talented cats that I'm working with right now. It just makes me so happy. You know, between Nick Ryan, you got Casey O'Connell, we got Jordan Bowen on drums, Sean playing trumpet on there. It's just a all-star full band, you know what I mean? Just it sounds like the record. If you pop the record and play it, you'll be hearing our live version of it.
Sounds like it's gonna be a great time. How can someone get tickets for this show?
I'm super organized with my website as well as Jake is. So my website is michaelsquillis.weebly.com because I'm poor and I'm a musician. Jake is maybe not as poor as I am. I'm just kidding. It's just jaketavel.com. If you just go on there and plug it in, shows, they'll be right on there. You click the link and it'll take you.
And we have those links up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. The track we're doing is Bike Song. Tell us about this tune.
Oh, this is a special one to me. And also the people that worked on it, all the people that worked on it, I can't even name all of them because there's just too many. Not too many, it's a lot. This is Fern's song. Foes of Fern, I think everyone knows the Foes, man. Joe Pomerico, Pom, you know, producing this masterpiece of an album. I got to tell you, I'm really proud of this, and I'm happy to finally be able to, well, aside from co-arranging horn parts with Fern, for not only this song, for a couple other ones as well. I'm happy to be able to put some clarinet on stuff. I'm actually a classically trained clarinetist, and a lot of people don't know that. They just see me as a saxophone player, which is no offense to saxophone players, but it's my first instrument, and it was actually the instrument that got me, like, awards and stuff and got me so far. And I just, you know, it pays more to be a sax player, unfortunately, and I love it, but I'm so happy to be able to put clarinet and alto on this song, as well as to arrange with my buddy Fernie, which he did an incredible job. Pom did an incredible job. Bike Song, the videos by Andrea Morgan, just really fun. It's a fun song, man. It's a change up from, I'm in a lot of serious bands. He's a really serious person, but he has a fun time in this one, and the video really shows it as well.
Michael Squillis, catch him at Arlene's Grocery October 6th with Jake Tavel. Michael, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Michael Squillis with Fern doing Bike Song on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I left you last night when you were still mine. I left you tied up, safe and tight. But when I awoke, the chains binding you broke, and you were gone.
Hey, this is Bobby Mahoney, and you're listening to Tom Hanley's Jersey Rock Podcast on 95.9 The Rat.
Sun on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them in action at the Crossroads in Garwood on October 5th and at the Shore Caribbean Restaurant in Long Branch on October 7th. Their self-titled album's out now. Learn more at BobbyMahoneyMusic.com. On the phone is Rudy Meyer from Wet Brain. Their Things You Think You Thought You Knew record release show rocks the St. Asbury Park with Dentist, Darkwing, and Sunshine Spaz on October 13th. Rudy, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. You got a pretty stacked bill October 13th over at the St. Asbury Park for the record release show. What can people expect that night?
A great time. A very fun time with a lot of friends. All those bands I've known and we've all known and been friends with for a while. And they're all great. It's just going to be a hoot and a holler, as they say.
How could someone get tickets?
I guess on the Saints website. I'm not entirely sure. You could just show up that night. It's like a party, you know what I'm saying?
Always a good time at the Saint, especially if you're just walking into the door, so definitely check that out. Now, of course, the album Things You Think You Thought You Knew will be released October 13th. Is there any way to pre-order it now, or how can people get a hold of it once it's released?
We're going to have CDs available at the show, kind of like a limited run. It's going to be released on every streaming platform, and then we're going to print vinyls, but that's a little ways down the road, like a couple months down the road. We're working some stuff out with that right now.
Nice.
But it'll be available on all major streaming platforms, and you can pick up a copy on CD at one of our shows.
And how could someone stay on top of everything that Wet Brain is up to?
Well, we have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. It's mostly Instagram and Facebook, I would say, with that.
The track we're doing is Astronaut. Tell us about this song.
It's funny. Astronaut started as, like, I wrote the song and was afraid to bring it to the band, thought that they wouldn't like it, and then still to this day, it's, like, our favorite of the songs and kind of, like, I guess, where we've collectively decided that the next batch of stuff we make is going to kind of sound like. Other than that, the song is just about the push and pull dynamics of, like, a friendship or a relationship or something. Like, you know, sometimes things get weird, sometimes things are cool, and sometimes you need space, and other times you don't. I don't know. Sorry, I'm not very good at explaining things like that, but I'm doing my best, you know?
Hell yeah, man. I think you put it into words very well. Rudy Meyer of Wet Brain. Catch them October 13th for the record release show over at the St. Asbury Park. Rudy, thank you so much for calling into the podcast.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Wet Brain with Astronaut on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Astronaut on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, Things You Think You Thought You Knew, is on the way. The record release show with Dentist, Darkwing, and Sunshine Spaz rocks the St. Asbury Park on October 13th. Learn more at thesaintnj.com and wetbrainband.bandcamp.com. Well, that does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Monday for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have delivered straight to your email. And if you're a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.